Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Trey Donya is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that love with all of you. You guys are going to be able to hear some of the music from Trey Donya today on the program, including a remix of her single, I'll Give It to You, and also we're going to be closing with the single, Another Lie, and let you guys know what's coming up for her in 2015. But Trey Donya, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live. Glad you could join us today.
Hi, I'm fine. Peace and blessings. How are you?
Doing really good. I want to make sure I am pronouncing the name correctly. It is Trey Donya, right?
You're saying it perfectly, and I
awesome. Appreciate
that.
Well, look, I was practicing Trey Donya. I wanted to make sure that we got it right for you. Well, congratulations, first of all, on a great 2014. You've had a lot of great things going on, and your fans have been right there along the way with you. What has it been like for you, Trey Donya? If you kind of look over the months that have passed, what has it been like for you to do what you love and then to see the way that your fans are responding to it?
Oh, the fans are great. They've been very supportive. My EP is coming up, and I've been working on it for a while. So we've been promoting it, and it's been pushed back a couple of times, but we do have the singles that are out. And the fans have been very supportive, and they keep asking for the video to Another Lie. We just actually wrapped that video up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's going to be really cool, and it's pretty different, and I'm excited about that. But finishing up the full EP has been a lot because it's there's several producers on it, and everybody has to be on the same page
right at
the same time. So getting everybody on, you're in radio, so getting several people on one page at one time, like that's a lot.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, the thing about you, the reason why I was looking forward to speaking with you is because your sound is so your own. I mean, I think the greatest gift that you have, Trey Donya, is that you are yourself. Has that been important to you along your journey to make sure that you're not trying to be anybody else, but to be the best at you that you can be?
That's very important. I think that's important for any performer that's really trying to make a statement in the music business, or any performer, anybody that's trying to have their signature recognizable. Like, some people can come on and you can say, oh, that's so-and-so, without hearing their name. You
right.
know their voice when they come on. Even down to radio, you can say, oh, that's so-and-so. I mean, if you're a listener like that, like, I'm not just an artist, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of music.
Mm-hmm.
And I pay attention to all those details. So that's very important for me. And I think that any artist or performer that's worth their salt, that stuff is, very important. Kind of like Denzel's walk.
Yeah,
got you. He got his own walk.
Yeah.
Obama has his own walk.
Right. And that's the thing. But let me ask you this, because you bring up a really good point. Has it always been easy for you to walk your own way? Because, you're in a business, and so many other people are in professions where, they're almost taught. And even through advertising, you were kind of taught that, you have to look a certain way, wear a certain thing, drive a certain thing. Has it always been easy for you, Trey Donya, to be your own person?
I think that's a difficult question. It's hard for me. It's easy for me, but I think it's hard for the business that I'm in for you to remain yourself, if I'm saying that right. It's
right.
easy for me to be myself, but the people that are in business, as far as the offices or whatever, they have their own idea of what they want and stuff like that. But I'm at a stage where, I really am appreciating that I can do what I like to do what I want to do, and do what I desire. But it is difficult. It's difficult, especially, I don't want to bring the woman thing up. My manager's always saying that You always bringing women up. You always bringing women. I really feel like it's for women in this business. It's difficult to remain yourself and get it done and go do what you have to do. There's so many ins and outs and so many, you know, why is your skirt too high, so high? Why is your skirt so low? Why are your pants so tight? Why are your pants so loose?
Mm-hmm.
Why are your hair so short? You know, why is it so long? Anything.
Right.
You know, why are your thighs so big? Why are they so small? I could go on and on and on.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that it is important for the long haul. If you're in this game for longevity, which that's what I'm doing, that's my thing. You know, I'm a performer, I'm a songwriter, and the stage is where I do my thing. If
right.
you come and see me play, that's where it all comes together for you, like my sound and what I do. I do my best delivery on stage. Much better than in the studio. Most people are like maybe studio musicians. You know, I go for mine. You feel me?
Right. I got you. You know, and I think that's what the fans like about you. Tredonia, I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with recording artist Tredonia, not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to do the kind of music that she loves and to see the way that her fans are responding to it. So, you know, we always talk about the gift on this program. I'm curious, when did you first realize the gift that you had?
Probably as a child. I think people that really love this realize that at a young age. You know, as a child, I love all the showgirls growing up. When I would watch television, I love, you know, the Diana Ross. I love all the girls that I grew up on watching on television. And you know, they just come out and they light it up. But my family is, I come from a family of music lovers. And, you know, I was always singing in front of the family and, you know,
yeah.
Sing us a song, show us what you got, you know, that kind of thing. So for me, it came really young,
yeah.
Really, really young before I even recorded. And, I did my first professional recording at 13. And it's so funny to me because a lot of people think I'm new to this business when, you know, I've been in this business for a long time. And if you don't know me, you won't know that. If you don't know my, you know, my music,
right.
Before Another Lie, before I'll Give It to You. And that's a blessing, you know, because I guess I've reinvented myself, you could say.
Right.
So it's just funny to me because, you know, I started doing this when I was a little girl. So, you know, it's cool. Either way, I'm glad that people are getting to know me, the ones that don't know me. And check me out, Traedonya. They can Google me, follow me on all those great things that people follow, the social
right.
networks.
You know.
And check me out. I have my project coming out. I have a lot of new cats on there that are bringing some different stuff to the game. And I have some legendary producers on there as well. And, you know, I'm doing my thing. So I'm glad to be on your show tonight.
Well, you know, we're glad to have you, and I'm glad you mentioned social media. We're going to talk about that. Let's get into some of the music. For those who have not heard the remix to I'll Give It to You by Tredonia, she has it available right now for free on her website. We'll give that out a little bit later. But here is that single, I'll Give It to You. But we'll be back with more of our conversation with Tredonia right after this. Stay with us.
I'll get it to you. from the front to the back. Matter of fact, baby girl, I'm getting back. If he was not, I wanna let him out.
Give it to you, the remix by Trey Donya right here on Conversations Live. We're actually speaking with the lady herself. She's making her first appearance on our show. And I should say it wouldn't be her first appearance, but we had some scheduling issues. She was really gracious to be able to reschedule with us. So, Trey Donya, it's great to be able to speak with you and to kind of share not only your love of music with our listeners, but also share your music with those who are just discovering you. You mentioned social media before we heard that single, and I want to talk about that because you have literally thousands that stay connected with you throughout the various sites. You know, I think one of the reasons why, and I believe this, and I'm curious to see your thoughts, is because you actually have something to say. You know, there are a lot of people out there who use social media to tell us where they're eating, what color they're dyeing their hair, or, you know, or things that really don't matter. But you seem to really have a great relationship with your fans. You know, has that been important for you to do that, to make sure you have that feedback?
That's so funny. I'm eating an apple. I'm eating an apple right now. I'm doing my toes. I just think it's funny. I really think it's funny. Most of the things that I talk about things that go on in pop culture, things that make me laugh, things that make me sad. Talk about politics. I talk about everything. I think that if you have a platform to say something, to speak up. You know, the funny thing is people always talk to me about relationships on my Facebook page. This is not Twitter. Twitter is something so different and wild. But on my Facebook page, people talk to me about relationship stuff because I kind of been through some relationship stuff. You know, I write about it.
Right.
And I'm very vocal and direct, and I think, like I said, if you have a platform, and it's funny because so many people do want to use those social media pages as their platforms, but I think they're afraid of the judgment of people that do know them personally.
Yeah.
But I think it's more probably easier for me because a lot of those people don't know me personally. They know my music. So I think
right.
It probably is easier for me to talk. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. It makes perfect sense.
It's kind of like if you go to therapy. Like some people are scared of therapy because they're going to say, oh, she's judging me. But if you don't know the person, they're just going to give you the advice and listen to what you have to say. But if you're talking to people that know you, I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
To me, like, you know, I know a few of the people on there, but for the most part, I definitely don't know 95% of the people that I'm talking to. But I think it's fun. I think it's I think the whole interactive thing gets people more involved with what you're doing, be it music or selling your book, or if you're a poet or things like that, or, you know, if you're a radio personality. I think people want to hear what you have to say because they're paying attention to you. So it's like, okay, I like what you do, but what else you got to say? You know?
Right.
know, do you know how to fry fish? I mean, I'm just saying.
But, you know, you actually, you tweeted something a couple of days ago I wanted to share because I think it goes to the core of who you are as an artist. You tweeted on December the 5th, if you don't have any heart, what's the point? Do you think that has been, you know, really the key? You mentioned earlier how some people are just now learning about you. Do you think that's been the key to your longevity and the success you've had, having the heart that you have?
I do. It, you know what it is? This is a difficult business. It's not for everybody. You know, I think, and I'm going to come back to what you just asked me, but I'm going to go back a little bit. Mm-hmm. Social media makes people think this is easy. But once you get past social media, you know, you still got to go do the shows. You still got to go out of town. You still got to carry your bags. You still got to go to places where you're not going to see thousands of fans. You might see 60. You know, you still got to do this stuff. You still got to do the legwork.
Right.
And I think that the whole social media thing, it fools people into thinking that, you know, you, like I said, you can get a few people that pop off on social media. But YouTube is not for singers. YouTube is for jokes. People make jokes. And the biggest, I'm not saying all jokes, but the highest likes and stuff like that outside of music are just entertainment things. So after, if you don't have a fan base, it's hard to get people to come to your YouTube site. It's hard to get people to come check you out on Twitter and hear you say I'm painting my toenails. That stuff is difficult. So I think this social media fools people into thinking they don't have to do any work. And that pisses me off when I look at stuff, because you do, you have to, you still have to go and do the legwork. And to really do this, the legwork is what counts. That's what counts. Yeah. People in Iowa want you to come to their town. Sure, you can. No, I'm saying I'm throwing Iowa out there because people might think Iowa doesn't count. Of course they count. You know. People don't want to go to places like Nebraska. You know, I mean, that's real America. Of course you have to go there. New York's not real America, if you know what I mean.
Right.
It's a city. You know, things pop off there. But, you know, it's really not, there's other stuff going on around the country.
Exactly.
You understand?
Right.
So,
No, I was just saying, I totally agree.
Yeah, and I think social media, it's great if you're using it to really get down. If you're using it to really rock and do what you have to do, it's awesome. But if you're up there, you know, not focused, you could get lost. You know, you're shooting the breeze about nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I don't know, it's kind of like a, it's Wild Wild West. I call social media the Wild Wild West. That's what it is. You don't think?
Well, you know, it definitely, you know, we say on this program all the time, Tredonia, when used responsibly, it can be a great thing. I think, you know, that's the key, though. I mean, using it responsibly, you know, but in realizing, as you said, and I'm glad you used the word a couple times, you know, and that's the platform. It's a platform. And, you know, it's so important that people are careful about how they use the platform because, you know, it doesn't go anywhere. And we see it happen to celebrities all the time. They post things, have to try to delete it. But once it's out there, you know. And, and I think that's the whole thing. You know, I want to say this. We're going to actually tell our listeners here in a moment how they can stay connected with you. But when you think about yourself as an artist, because I don't think you're really a person that's confined by a particular genre, but when someone hears a song by you, what do you want them to think about?
I want them to think about heart and soul, meaning, you know, my vocals speak for themselves. I'm a trained singer, if that matters to anyone. It matters to me because I can turn around and talk to my band, and they'll know what I'm talking about. So that means something to me. But outside of that stuff, I love what I do. I love what I do. I love this game. I love the craft. I love learning new things, and just welcoming all that. I welcome the journey. You know, like I said before, this is a difficult business.
Right.
And I'm here for the art, but I know I got to handle my business.
Right.
So, you know, I want people to, like I said, think of the heart and the soul of me, because that's what I do. I have heart and soul, and I have the heart and soul to keep rocking and trying new things. Like you played the mix that mix that you just played.
Right.
The guy that did that is from Italy. And I did a remix contest for I'll Give It to You, and all these DJs from around the world submitted all these different mixes of I'll Give It to You, and we just gave them the acapellas,
right?
And you know, it was to introduce me outside of my jazz and my funk, you know, my live sound. Outside of that was to introduce me to different DJs. And all these DJs submitted all those mixes outside of my remix EP that's available on iTunes. There are different remixes available if you Google Trey Donya, TRAEDONYA. I'll Give It to You. A lot of the mixes will come up. And I got mixes from everywhere, all over the place. And I just... You know, I'm not scared to go over there and rock and do things and get on the plane and go have fun. And that's part of why I love this. And I think it takes heart to do that, and it takes heart to be out of the box and
right.
Do what the F you want to do. Can I say yes?
Yeah, you know, I think that's great encouragement, I think, for everybody. Again, everyone, recording artist Trey Donya has been our guest. Make sure you guys are staying connected with her. Her website is www.treydonya.com. That's where you guys will find the single that we played here, the remix, I'll Give It to You. But also, as she mentioned, she's all over the place. You can find her at Trey Donya on Twitter as well as on Facebook. If you go to her website as well, you can find her iTunes page there, as well as her YouTube channel, where a lot of fans are staying connected with her there as well. You know, Trey Donya, as I mentioned, we're going to be ending this segment with another live, but I really appreciate you taking out the time to be with us today.
No, thank you, because I remember talking to you a few weeks ago. We were laughing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But you know what? It's great to be able to connect with you. So excited about what's coming up for you in 2015. And I know you guys are going to be excited about the new music she has coming up as well. Here is Trey Donya with another live right here on Conversations Live. Hope you guys enjoyed. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.
Screaming at her. she hung up in my face.